Good morning. It's 18 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning for our morning interview is Mr. Jeff Budd, or Mayor Budd, as I've heard him called. But that's not actually true.
That's not true. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're here to talk about the Art Walk, which
yes,
is
ma'am.
Coming up.
It is. It's coming up this Friday, and it's 11 different participating shops, and usually there's other shops open as well, but 11
sure.
people signed up to do this. And the new ones, it's interesting, the University of Alaska.
Hey,
is
there's a partner.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to have to go across the bridge. There was some talk, I'm not sure if it's going to happen, they're going to provide transportation, but I don't know if that'll happen.
Okay.
But they're going to feature Liz Zacher, who's their art professor, and Robert Rose and Norm Campbell, and then they're going to have an exhibit of it's the 50th anniversary of the Alaska Wilderness Act. And they're going to have some art from the Sitka National Historic Park. So that'll be new. And also there's a new shop that's just opened up the other day, and that is the Unity Botanicals and Backcountry Body Works. And they're located on the backside of the building where Aurora is, right next to Highliner Coffee Shop.
Oh,
and they're
going to
have some people in there, too. They're going to have Libby Stortz and Heather Bauscher and Kitty Wilson.
Okay, so
that's
they'll have artwork there,
too. That's
not
her last name anymore. She got married.
She did.
Yes, but I can't remember her name.
Well, I think we'll just keep it at Kitty Wilson.
Yeah, Kitty
so
Wilson.
So artwork from those folks
yeah.
can be seen there.
And there's nine other places, too. Can I talk about the Homeport Eatery?
You can talk about whatever you like.
So here's what happened. Last year, the Sitka Charitable Trust gave the Greater Sitka Arts Council a small grant, and we purchased 6 fiberglass halibut. And then we approached 6 students to have their way with those 6 halibut, paint them, do whatever they want. So we had 3 from Sitka High, 2 from Pacific, and 1 from Mount Edgecombe, and they're on display there at the Homeport Eatery. And then during the Art Walk, we'll have a silent auction, and the money that we raise from that will go to student youth art scholarships.
Oh, so the halibut are going to get sold?
Sold, yes, ma'am.
Ooh, so how big are these halibut?
They're 23 inches, and one of them goes... Well, you can't see my hands, but most of them are horizontal.
He's going horizontal. He's going vertical.
Going this way. Yeah, vertical.
Yeah.
So one vertical and then 5 horizontal ones. And 3 have kind of fishing scenes, and the other 3 are a little bit more. One's has Marilyn Monroe on it. One has, it looks like the, it's based on the carousels, like you would see. That was the inspiration.
Okay.
And the other ones are kind of fishing related. So it'll be interesting.
Well, and that's at the Homeport Eatery, which is right on Lincoln Street.
Yep, and the rest of them are pretty much. So we have Old Harbor Books will have Adam Andis Photography. Fisherman's Eye is going to have Jerry Snelling Photography and Ashia Lane Watercolors and a special offering of Clint Potter Original Watercolors. And Larry McCreenan will be playing music, and they'll have hors d'oeuvres. And then Larkspur right downstairs will have Heather Hansen. They're going to have music. Heather Hansen and Arsenic and Lace and the Balkan Conspirators. And then the Island Artist Gallery will celebrate their one-year anniversary.
Now, that's the place on Lincoln Street. That's right on the corner where the...
well, they're between kind of Old Harbor Books
across
and
the across and the from the church, right? Yeah, in that area.
In that area,
yeah.
Yes.
So this is mostly on the main street.
Yeah, and then Sitka Rose Gallery is going to have new art, and Rain Dance Gallery is going to have Tommy Joseph's Rainforest Warriors exhibit. And that just came back, I think, from Juneau. So if you haven't seen that, that's worth seeing.
And just so everybody knows where that is, that's up Monastery Street across from the Baranoff School's playground big blue place.
Yeah. It is bright blue. And the Loft's going to have what they're calling Down the Rabbit Hole, and they're going to have Tracy Sylvester, Larissa Manuel, Cindy Gibson, Nora Skeel, and other people. And then Robertson's is also going to have Doug Comstock and David J. Gross.
Okay.
And refreshments. So
okay.
it's a you know, good night.
So you
take
can
a walk.
Snack and view art.
Yep,
and
from 5 to 9.
This is a self-guided.
It is a self-guided.
Yeah,
so you can go to UAS and all the, I guess it's between UAS and Tommy Joseph's place.
Yeah, okay.
And the Loft, which is across from the police department.
Upstairs, by the way. Yeah, the door on the left there. Wow, that's a lot of viewing. Yeah. And that starts basically 5 to 9.
Yeah. Well, I think the music like downstairs doesn't start till 7.
Okay.
But it's family stuff, and I like it because you walk up and down the street and you're kind of like in the same pot of people going up and down the street, and you
get
go
to
from
socialize,
one,
you know, with people you don't see maybe all the time.
Yeah. and see some new art.
Yeah, no, that sounds
and
really,
get outside
and
get to walk.
Yeah.
And who knows what the weather will be like?
Well, it's gonna be a little maybe. Yeah, oh, yeah. On the 14th, I was thinking it was tonight, but actually, no. It's Friday, right?
Yeah, it could be raining. Could be sunny.
Who knows?
Yep.
We don't know.
We don't know.
And no one does, but it's sunny right now.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, yeah, it's actually looking pretty good right now. So I know that you're here just kind of to talk about the art.
Well, it's part of Artie Gras,
Art Walk, but yeah, let's
so Artie Gras.
What else is left in for Artie Gras?
We're winding it up. And so Thursday is going to be, you're calling me the mayor. It's the 48-hour film festival. And it's not where you have to watch films for 48 hours, but you have 48 hours to produce, you know, write the film, write the thing, script, show it, produce it, and then edit it and get it back to the people that will put
right,
it together.
Right, that was last weekend.
Right.
When the work got done.
Yep. So that one of the things, apparently I'm a mayor in one of those. I don't know. We'll have to find out, or you'll have to find out. And that'll be, I think, at 6 o'clock at the downtown Coliseum. I think it's $5. And in the past, this has gotten more and more popular, and the things have gotten more and more funny. Young people are doing it. You said your husband was doing it. You can talk about what they did.
And no, I'll
let everybody be surprised. It's generally very, very good, and it's pretty funny, and there's creative things, and it's what you can do in 5 to 10 minutes now with cues. So you just can't have something that you did 6 years ago. They give you a series of cues, and I guess now this year you get points?
Yeah, there is a point structure, and there are all these things that you can do to get extra points, and some of them were hilarious. You get a point, let's see, for 1 point each for crazy hats, 1 point each for hamburgers. let's see. I don't know. There is a whole list. A birthing scene is 5 points.
Wow.
Let's see. What was the other? I don't know. Just goofy stuff. And so I'm sure it will be very entertaining.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too.
When
is that?
This Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Starts at 6 o'clock at the...
at the Coliseum.
Downtown Coliseum. Again, I think it's $5. Friday, of course, is the gallery walk we just talked about. And then the end of Artie Gras will be the singer-songwriter grind. And it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center. It's not at the Community House.
Oh, okay, good.
So if you're planning to,
go,
make sure you go to the Performing Arts Center. Everything else is the same. Starts at 7, doors open 6:30 or whatever.
Yeah. And this is the singer-songwriter?
Yes.
Okay. Huh.
And they're supposed to be the 100... We were talking
ukuleles,
about 100 ukuleles, and so we're wondering if there really are 100 ukuleles.
And if there were in
then
Sitka.
We would be, percentage-wise, per capita, I'm sorry, per capita, we would have the highest per capita of ukulele players in the world.
Probably, if there were really 100 out of the less than 9,000 people that live here.
Yeah.
I think it sounds good anyway.
It does
and
sound
I'm sure
good.
They'll sound good, either,
they do
even
sound
if
good.
They don't have 100
well,
ukuleles.
Well, I think that's their eventual goal. So
the
last time
okay.
I saw him, I think there was 25 or something.
God.
Something like
that's
that.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
All right, so that's The Grind Saturday evening
at the Performing
Arts Center at 7, and tickets are available at Old Harbor Books as usual. So, well, that's good. Boy, you know, it just amazes me how much stuff goes on in this town.
And we were talking, too, about Ed Ronco, and we're going to do, the Arts Council is going to do a Sitka version of Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're not bringing Wait, Don't Tell Me here. We're doing our own version.
And Ed's going to come up.
And Ed's going to be the MC.
Our former news reporter.
He'll be the, whatever that guy's name is, is the main guy on Wait.
Oh, Peter Slagle.
Peter Slagle, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Owen Fulton, who will be the deep voice of Carl Castle. And then the panelists will be Phil Burdick from Pacific High.
Okay.
John DePilatis from Sitka High School.
Oh, my gosh.
And then if people know who Colette Costa is from Juneau, we're bringing her over here.
Okay.
So it will be good. And then Belly Meat will be the house band.
Of course.
And we have a good crew of writers. And it'll be at Allen Hall.
At Allen Hall.
On
and
the
when's
25th.
That?
25th of April.
Okay. So
7 o'clock. You got a month.
Yeah,
a
you
month,
can put that on your calendar ahead of time. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, the Greater Sitka Arts Council is just a busy, busy organization.
It's been fun. We have a great board, and my coworker Sarah Lowry is great, and so we're having fun. And this Artie Gras has been one of the main things we do, and so we'll take a little break, and then we'll get busy on the Wait, Don't Tell Me, even though we've already started.
All right. Well, don't forget Artie Gras Art Walk, the 14th, which is Friday night from 5 to 9, and I'm sure it will be well signed, and you'll be able to figure out where
Well, if you want, there'll be flyers around, but you can also go to either sitkaarts.org, or we're going to Think Art, Think Sitka. So okay. If you type it in your Google machine, it'll come up, and then there should be a calendar
schedule
on there.
All yep. right, great. Well, thank you, Mr. Butt, for
My
coming
pleasure.
In this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
Jeff Budd in from the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and lots going on with those folks, and I guess we'll talk to you next time.